Okay, our friends. So today we are staying on the holiday bus because there are so many things people do during the holidays. And one of the things that you commonly see, and we've done this a story very similar to this one multiple times, and it is going to the Nutcracker, going to the ballet, and seeing a very famous ballet called the Nutcracker. Yeah. And it's a very famous story about a girl who has a toy nutcracker that she saves, and then she ends up going to a land of sweets with him in a dream, and it's all very nice and very fun. And all these toys and candies and stuff dancing. It's interesting. Well, when I stumbled upon this story, I said, hold the phone, we've got to read it. It's a different version of this Nutcracker story, so buckle up, you guys, because I think it might surprise you. This story is called A Nutty Nutcracker Christmas. This story was written by Ralph Covert and G. Riley Mills and illustrated by Wilson Swain. "'Twas the night before Christmas and everyone at the Stahlbaum house was merry, until Fritz Stahlbaum got himself in very big trouble. You see, he broke his sister Clara's favorite Nutcracker doll. So Fritz was grounded and accused of terrible things. But the worst part of all, the most tragic, the most unfair and unreasonable part, was that Fritz's favorite video game, Mouse Hunter 5000, was taken away and locked in the toy closet. And we can see in the picture, they're saying to him, you're ruining Christmas. The only thing you're good at is being bad. And he says, that's right. I'm a natural. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. Do you think it's good?
That's 10th page.
Mm-hmm. And then everyone left to see the Nutcracker ballet, and Fritz had to stay home with the neighbor, boring old Mr. Drosselmeyer, who insisted on telling him the story of the Nutcracker, even though Fritz was not interested at all. And then Mr. Drosselmeyer talked on and on about his niece, Marie, who was arriving in an hour with her family to visit for Christmas, and Fritz did not care about that. Even though we can see in the picture, Mr. Drosselmeyer says to him, she's about your age. Well, all Fritz really cared about was the loss of Mouse Hunter 5000. After all, he was this close to reaching level 22, where he would finally have a chance to conquer the Mouse King. Fortunately, Fritz knew where the key to the toy closet was hidden. So when Mr. Drosselmeyer, we can see in the picture, when Mr. Drosselmeyer went into the kitchen to make his phone call, Fritz snuck his video game out of the closet and played and played and played some more. Over the giant wheel of cheese he went, down through the secret tunnel, up past the peppermint trees, and before Fritz knew it, high score. He had made it to level 22. Fritz was pretty sure he was the first kid in history ever to get there. He began doing his victory dance around the living room when suddenly, oh, friends, there's something going on here. He noticed a strange glow coming from inside the toy closet. Fritz could hardly believe his eyes. The closet began to rattle and rumble. The door flew open with a bang, and out came none other than the Mouse King himself.
I see.
Surprise, surprise. Dun, dun, dun.
We meet at last,
said the Mouse King, sneering at Fritz and raising his sword.
You've trapped a lot of mice in that nasty video game of yours. But now, payback is mine!
Fritz ducked and dodged. Sure, he was a goner. When suddenly someone else came bursting out of the closet. A real, live nutcracker. The nutcracker gave a chop, a smack, and a kick. And then the nutcracker's hat came off, and Fritz saw something he didn't expect. Yeah, in the pictures we can see, out comes the nutcracker, and he is working along here.
What's under the hat?
Well, what do you see?
Anything.
It's not a boy nutcracker.
It's a girl.
Yeah. And here's what's going on in the pictures. We can see that the mouse is going to be defeated.
If it isn't my favorite nutcracker,
you won't get away this time, cheese breath. Dude, you're a girl. Dude, you're quick. She is a girl, and she definitely is strong. And just then, the Mouse King slipped back inside the toy closet, and was gone. Hooray, said the Nutcracker to Fritz. We've got to catch the Mouse King before he ruins Christmas. An adventure. Fritz liked the sound of that. So he followed the Nutcracker into the toy closet, wondering where in the world it would lead. As they passed through the closet, Fritz saw a small boat waiting for them at the edge of an ocean. Get in, said the Nutcracker. Hurry! So Fritz climbed aboard. As they sailed, the Nutcracker told Fritz all about her battles with the Mouse King. He hates Christmas because he hates it whenever children are happy, the Nutcracker explained. It was me who locked him inside that video game of yours.
How?
Fritz interrupted. Too much to explain now, the Nutcracker said. We're here. Fritz looked up to see the shore of a strange and wonderful land. Welcome to Christmas Wood, announced the Nutcracker with a grin. Everything here is made of candy. You can even eat the trees.
Whoa.
Yeah, can you imagine? Peppermint trees? Yummy, yummy.
I would just stick my face in the ground and just... I'd eat a whole all the way to China.
You would? Can you imagine? That ground must be like ground up Oreo cookies or something, right?
Yeah. Ooh, yummy. I'm going to go to China.
Yum. You could eat right through. And what do you bet there's pudding at the bottom? Like, you know, when you have like a chocolate pudding cup
with you're probably right.
The ground up cookies on top. Yeah. Anyways, Fritz snapped off a nearby twig. It tasted like real peppermint. And friends in the pictures, everyone is excited to see them. They say, welcome to Christmas Wood. Shut the gates fast. The Mouse King's on the loose again, and he's coming this way. Uh-huh. So they sailed along the winding canal through a forest of peppermint trees. There was still no sign of the Mouse King, but Fritz noticed a sea of twinkling lights in the distance. That's Toy Town, smiled the Nutcracker. It's where Santa's most magical toys come from. We have to get there before it's too late. They arrived at the entrance of Toy Town and were greeted by the mayor of Christmas Wood himself. And we can even see him. He looks pretty interesting. I wonder what's going to happen here. The mayor quickly ushered them inside, and the large gates closed with a clank. Now, Toy Town was abuzz with activity. Sugar plum fairies flittered about, elves busily wrapped presents, and the town square was filled with the most wonderful toys Fritz had ever seen. I'm glad you warned us, said the mayor. We were just about to start the wind-up ballet.
What's that?
Asked Fritz.
It happens every year on Christmas Eve, the Nutcracker explained. It's how the toys say goodbye. You'll see. Follow me to the Gilded Gate.
The Gilded Gate stood in the center of town, glittering with colorful lights.
Every toy must pass through this gate before it leaves Christmas Wood, said the mayor. The toys here are all alive until that moment, and then the magic goes inside, and only the love of a child can ever bring it out again.
Fritz watched as one of the bears marched through the Gilded Gate and became a teddy bear.
One of the what?
Yeah, there was a bear in the city of in the toy
Wait,
town.
One of the what became a teddy bear?
A bear. A real bear. Did you know that? That your stuffed animals were real at one point in Toy Town? Or at least it's fun to imagine that they might have been.
So my toy bow and arrow was
a real bow and arrow in Toy Town.
Yeah.
Music filled the air as the toys danced with the elves and fairies, spinning and cartwheeling towards the Gilded Gate. Everyone was so entranced by the ballet that they didn't even notice the dark figure emerging from the shadows. But in the picture, we can see what it is. What is it? For our friends who can't see the picture,
it's the mouse.
It's the Mouse King.
I'd push the Mouse King through the gate.
You would? Oh, there's some thinking.
What did he become?
Let's see.
Looks like I'm just in time,
said the wretched rodent, spraying clouds of nasty, stinky cheese everywhere. The wind-up ballet screeched to a halt as everyone started sneezing and coughing. But the Nutcracker has something to say about that, doesn't she?
We'll see about that.
Fritz suddenly realized he knew exactly what to do.
The blossoms from the peppermint trees, he shouted. Just like my video game, that's how you get past the stinky cheese.
Everyone quickly picked up blossoms from the cheese and stopped sneezing immediately.
Enough of this meddling,
snapped the Mouse King, pulling out his sword.
Time to smash your precious Gilded Gate to bits and ruin Christmas forever.
Oh my goodness.
You've got to be kidding.
Mm-hmm. The Nutcracker drew her sword.
You'll have to get through me first.
Can I see the picture? I want to see the picture so bad.
Yeah.
Where's the Nutcracker?
So he's gonna fight with her.
Where is she?
And she fights with him brilliantly, but it looks like she loses her sword.
Why would she lose her sword?
Crash! Smash! Clash! Smash! Take that, you overgrown hamster!
Oh no!
Cried the Nutcracker as her sword was knocked from her hands. It flew through the Gilded Gate and came out as a toy sword on the other side.
Looks like it's game over for you, Nutty,
growled the Mouse King, raising his sword to finish her off. But Fritz wasn't about to let that happen. He threw himself between them, shoving the Mouse King backward through the Gilded Gate and turning him instantly into
a video game,
cried Fritz.
And look, the Mouse King is trapped inside.
Back where he belongs, said the Nutcracker. The fairies and the elves all cheered with delight, but there was no time for celebration. They still had work to do. Fritz and the Nutcrackers helped guide each of the toys through the Gilded Gate as the elves loaded colorful presents into Santa's sleigh. and he is back as a video game. Good for him. I'm glad Fritz did that. That was quite heroic.
Suddenly, bells begin to chime.
It's almost midnight, Fritz, said the mayor. We've got to get you home before Christmas.
Fritz said goodbye to his new friends.
I'll miss you all, he said.
He saved his last goodbye for the Nutcracker.
Thank you for bringing me here.
The Nutcracker smiled.
Thank you for helping save Christmas.
The Sugar Plum Fairies sprinkled magic berry dust into Fritz's eyes, making him feel very sleepy.
The doorbell woke Fritz. At home, in his chair, he rubbed his eyes. Had it all been a dream? It had seemed so real.
At last, my Christmas guests, said Mr. Drosselmeyer, crossing to the front door. I told them they could find me here.
In came Mr. Drosselmeyer's family, one by one. Fritz couldn't believe his eyes. Mr. Drosselmeyer's niece, Marie, looked just like the Nutcracker. Soon, Fritz's family arrived home from the ballet with boxes of candies and sweets, and everyone danced and laughed, singing their favorite carols. And for once, Fritz didn't think about video games. He didn't even think about new ways to tease and torment his sister. Tonight, all he cared about was the Nutcracker. And what a wonderful book it was. That's also the
end.
The end. And I have to say, I thought that was a pretty good book. What do you think?
Yep, same. I think that was a great book.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.